This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I think I'll go ahead and call the meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment for April 20th to order. Secretary, could call the roll, please.
Blumhardt?
Here.
Boleyn?
Here.
England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Harpin?
Here.
Langus?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
And Haig?
Here, quorum present. I'd first of all like to welcome everybody participating in today's telephone conference call meeting or listening in online. This meeting is streaming live on SouthDakota.net, the service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, following the link, and select the name of the board. First of all, Mr. Greenfield, would you mind acting as the Secretary Pro Tem again?
I will do so.
Thank you very much. All right, next item on the agenda is approval of minutes for March 16th, 2017. Do I have any comments from members of the board concerning the draft minutes that were forwarded to you for the March 16th, 2017 meeting? Any additions or deletions or other comments? If not, then we will call for a motion.
Carpenter needs to approve the minutes as presented.
England, 1 second.
Did you get that, Brenda?
Daryl England? Second?
Yeah. So it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of March 16th, 2017. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on the approval of the minutes of March 16th.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Boleyn?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
And
Haig. Aye. Motion carries. Next item of business will be the consent calendar. Open discussion on the consent calendar. If there's any questions of the committee or the board on the consent calendar. So, Tom, are you there for, do you have anything to add at this time, Mr. Klein?
No, sir.
Or,
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything to add, but I'm here to answer any questions for you.
Okay, thank you. Questions on the board on the items on the consent calendar, on the transfers of liability, release of surety. It's a little more brief this time compared to a lot of them, but nevertheless, if you got questions, feel free to ask.
Morris moves to approve.
Motion by Morris to approve the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second by Langus.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion to approve the consent calendar. Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on the approval of the consent calendar.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Boleyn?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, the next item of business for today was last, if you may, members may recall, I made a request, or we had made a request at the end of the last meeting to get an update from Charlie on the status of the PowerTech hearings with the EPA. And subsequent to that, I received a copy of the emails included in your packet, which are the explanation and the direct contact by Beloise Shea from the EPA regarding the status of those hearings and the status of those permits. And, of course, I just remind the board that this is just for purposes of letting us know the status of those. It's not an item for discussion, the merits on anything, because obviously we're still recessed from a contested case hearing, and would be inappropriate to discuss the merits of anything, I think. Mr. McGuigan said he would have difficulty. He's on the road calling in, and I said, and he said, I really don't have anything to add as far as an update on the status other than what's exactly reflected on the email that came to the department from the EPA. So I asked Brenda to include that in the packets, to also identify on the agenda where the public could find those materials to review exactly what we're looking at. So that's why I had her put an extensive web page reference to the materials that the board were in the board's packet. So at this time, based on that, I guess I certainly board members are willing to comment about that, but again, I'd remind them that we can't discuss anything that go into the merits because we're not back in session on the contested case hearing. So with that, if anybody has any questions, I think there may be some of the members of the people from the department that could answer if there's a question on this agenda and the way that's laid out in the email on the status of those hearings. Of course, there's some public hearings coming up on that. But if anybody has a question, feel free to ask at this time.
This is England. I don't have any questions. I just have a comment. And mostly what I wanted to see last month was just some historical information and the information that Brenda put together and Charlie put together and put out on DNR website is that was exactly what I was looking for, was the historical information, you know, where it's been and where it's going to. So I think what they put together is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Blumhardt. Do they have any idea after they hold those hearings out in the hills when the feds will come back with some kind of ruling? Time frame, they got any idea?
Is there anybody from the staff in PIR that is online or that is on this call that could address Board Member Blumhardt's question?
This is Mike Sepak. The answer to that is we don't have a clear idea. It might be months, it might be another year or two.
Okay.
Mike, is there any other updated information other than what was received from Valois Shea's email to the department? Is there anything else that needs to be shared at this time regarding the timelines or the history that's not included?
I can't think of anything. We've been monitoring it, and that's the latest stuff we have.
All right, thank you. Any further questions or comments from the board? I think this, I agree with Daryl, I think this was a great historic update on the status of it, and that's kind of what we were looking for. Okay, if there are no further questions, then I guess we're down to just talking about the next meeting, and Brenda informs me that there will be matters needed to be taken care of that we'll need to meet in person in Pierre for our May meeting. And I think, Brenda, you told me that falls on May 18th, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
May is when we do our oral mining reports in May, and there's a few other things on there, some requests for rules hearings and a couple of other things.
Okay. So I guess we'll plan on meeting in Pierre then on May 18th for our next meeting. Any other items to come before the board from the members that you'd like to address before we adjourn today? Hearing none, then I, again, I just before we sign off here, I want to thank the members of the from the department, Mike and everybody, for forwarding on to us and making available to the public the status on this hearing. I think that's very helpful, and appreciate that very much. Other than that, I guess at this time, entertain a motion to adjourn.
England.
Motion by England. Is there a second?
Aline, a second.
Motion by and seconded by Blaine. Secretary, I'll call the roll on the motion to adjourn.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Blaine?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
And Hay?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for participating.